Hey, what's up, guys? Super excited to share with you today 5 secrets that Kingdom entrepreneurs are using for their startup business ideas. Now, what I want to share with you first and foremost is when we look at Kingdom entrepreneurship, we're looking at not just the ministerial purpose, we're looking at the mechanics of a business engine. So when I want to share these 4 secrets with you, and the reason I want to share these is because though God has called you in a form of ministry, we all need to understand the business engine that is needed to really be an effective kingdom entrepreneur. And so this is what's really going to be rooted into your skill sets as an entrepreneur. So if you're, you know, taking notes right now, write down, this is about business development. This is skill sets that you want to really gain as a kingdom entrepreneur. If you really want to be effective, then yes, allowing God to effectively give you vision, which is your key number one, is going to help your business engine, your building season, your process to building the vision. It's going to be a lot clearer. So number one, I want you to write this down, visionary leadership. We're going to focus on purpose within visionary leadership. I truly believe that every kingdom entrepreneur is going to profit based upon their purpose. When we move out of pocket, I used to like this term a lot, even in business and before I was even saved, we move out of pocket. We begin to shift our mindset and we get out of pocket. We get out of the territory that we're supposed to be in and we fail to pioneer that path. Therefore, it's because we lack clarity. Okay, so vision leadership is all about clarity in your life. It's the Northern Star, right? It's what you get up every day and look at in front of yourself and say, okay, God has called me to, you know, be a bank to the church. God has called me to write exponential books. God has called me to launch a ministry, but I need money. So what are the skill sets? What are the assets that I have? What are the things around me? Let's look at this for a second. The vision. God give you a vision, but what are the tools? What are the things that God has given you around you? What are things inside of you? Here's one of my principles that I want to unpack right here for visionary leadership. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. Now, when I say that, a lot of people just think ministerial, sonship, being holy, right? Attaining something divine. But what if I'm telling you, like, as we're converting into the kingdom, okay, watch me now, we have things that are in us that are of the kingdom, and God is trying to leverage that in our life. So when I ask, what do you have or what is around you, it's going to brighten or shine or give clarity to that Northern Star. That star is the clarity point. I mean, that's where you really understand the venture you're taking. And so when we mentor people and we take them under our wing and we raise them up with our community, our platform, and our training, when we take them step by step in their vision to pioneer that ministry, that shop, that workshop, that business, that entrepreneurial vision, we want to make sure that your skill as a leader when you get up every day is to know your routine, to have clarity. It is the Northern Star. So you can build, but your process in building can be delayed because of the lack of clarity. So again, I want many of you right now, if you're taking notes and you're here because you truly want to unlock that kingdom mindset, that entrepreneurial drive, that anointing, amen, I want it, right? To start your ideas, then you're going to need to be set apart, to set your vision clear. And if you don't have a place or an environment or community, then you need to join and be a part of what we're doing right now with Launch 360 and Kingdom Entrepreneurs TV. That's exactly what we want to do for you guys. You are the next generation of prophets, of pioneers, of entrepreneurs. And it's our job to not only provide the community, the structure, right, but the platform, the skill sets, the resources, and of course, the training to get you to the place where, hey, I can write that book. Hey, I know how to launch my course. Hey, I feel confident in my brand now. I really want to do something free to really promote what I'm doing. Guys, This is the business engine part of Kingdom Entrepreneurs. You got to have a vision for it. Are some of you struggling with your vision as a Kingdom Entrepreneur? Are you called to be a business owner in the marketplace and you have a mantle of ministry on you? This is your podcast. I need you to make sure you're following. Smash that like button and let me know some of your comments down below. Let me know what you think about the podcast. What are some of the questions that you have for, as a Kingdom Entrepreneur? What is the things that you want to learn? What are the things that you need clarity on as a leader? Number two, write this down, relentless innovation. I can't tell you how many times I've struggled with innovation because I'm looking at everybody else. Stop right there. I know I just made somebody upset. I get it. But when we're forging ahead in a dynamic world, we've got to have our own prophetic edge. And so with our community, again, we need the basics. We need the foundations. We need the mechanics, right? Daniel, we need the community. We need the platform. We need the training. But what we also need is our own prophetic edge. And that's why I said I want to raise up the next generation of entrepreneurs, prophets. Why? In the marketplace, because we get to show the world, the unchurched, the prophetic edge that God has for the last generation. And this is where the wealth of the wicked is turned over. And I mean, I guess I'm not going to preach this because we believe this. Amen. But the truth is we got to apply this. And how do we apply it? We get into a tribe. We get locked in and focused. We get in a platform and we commit. We dedicate. We begin to build that dynamic, diverse brand and what God has called us to do. And we're going to help you guys do it. If you haven't yet signed up, started up, go and get your 7-day free trial. Go and get signed up free and learn about Launch 360. Start and get involved in our Kingdom Entrepreneurs platform, all right? Innovation is imperative. Kingdom Entrepreneurs understand this, that we face the world's problems, but we are entrepreneurial solutions sent by God. I need you to understand that we're sent by God to move in the marketplace with the solution. And God says, I'm going to bless your ministry by your willingness to be the solution in the marketplace. And this is why we have postured ourselves within this platform. And this is why so many of you have reached out and began to tell me how many innovative thoughts and ideas that you've had. We begin to now foster a community and a culture of innovation. Why? Because now people are not trying to compete. We're trying to what? Counsel each other. We're trying to understand the bigger picture. And this is an organization. This is a project, a kingdom project that God wants to do. They're always seeking ways to improve that product. Well, again, how could you do that if you're not in a community that hasn't done it before, or they have learned and they can provide and they can shed light on? These are the processes and the services that all entrepreneurs are going to have to tweak and evolve. That's why I said right now, everything that you're trying to do does not have to be perfect. Make a move, stumble, fall, get back up, pivot, and evolve. This is what we're going to do inside of our Kingdom Entrepreneur TV. Our platform, our community, our training. If you're not signed up, you should be. This only keeps us ahead of the game, right? This is going to ensure many of you right now who want to write books, who want to launch your courses, who want to be in ministry, who want to make a secondary income, this is going to help you change the landscape of Kingdom Entrepreneurs as you know it. We're going to be sharing our space and our place, our resources with you, those that are signed up and ready to go, because you have innovation in you. You're ready to roll. You're like, Daniel, I got an idea. Let's build this out. Let's do this. And I say, okay, let's build this out. What we're looking for and what you're looking for is a all-in-one solution to begin to build your vision as an entrepreneur, to launch it within a community, and to have the support and the training you need within all the parameters of your own specific niche. You're like, I'm a writer, I'm a coach, I'm a painter, I'm still figuring it out. Great, you are in the right place. Number three, write this down, strategic partnerships. It kind of goes right in hand with what I'm talking about. We want to build a collaboration within Kingdom Entrepreneurs businesses and services. Why? God is building a digital ark for the hard times. I believe God wants to build alliances for success. I believe that covenants are important still, even when we're talking about business, especially because we're talking about business. I can't tell you how much many people as Christians think that money is not a principle within the kingdom. Currency in the kingdom of God is a big thing. And so God wants to make sure that he can build alliances for success. And one of the secrets to that success is having the ability to have strategic partnerships. In other words, knowing how to help each other, knowing their processes, and knowing what God's plan is for their life. We need to be delicate and honorable to people's processes. And this is why we want to build a culture of learning ecosystem and learning how to build multiple ideas with God so that many of you can be successful and find your right place. Because again, it's going to take new markets. It's going to take gaining insight. It's going to take making mistakes. It's going to take all of that to accelerate your growth. It's going to take all the things that you do to give you clarity. And then when we are cooperative in the kingdom, we don't have to worry about competition. This is one of the keys in kingdom entrepreneurs that you'll see with many interviews, people that we'll bring on. You'll see that it is about cooperating with the kingdom of God. It is about cooperating with the vision. And then it is to see God's clarity and his blueprint come on the earth so that competition is knocked out of the way. This is the key for building up wealth for your nation, building up wealth for your family. As a body, born again believer, this is what we should be thinking about as the whole body. Number four, resilience in the face of adversity. Many of us right now are facing adversities. I know many of you right now are struggling to wrap your head around, how am I going to be a kingdom entrepreneur? God, you've called me to be an entrepreneur. I believe you. But God, there's a lot of things I need to navigate. There's a lot of questions I have. Listen, entrepreneurship is going to be a roller coaster ride. I've been doing this for the last 8 years, and honestly, the last two or three has given me finally the hope and the success and the fruit of what I've wanted to see, but now I want more. My vision had to grow, and I had to grab a hold of that vision and own it. Many of you right now need that bounce back stronger type anointing, where you've been deafened by the blows of the world and hardships and the enemy and the naysayers. But what I can tell you today is, this is a community of the bounce back, the comeback anointing. It doesn't matter what happened. It's what about what you're going to leverage it for. It's about the vision. Again, if you have no vision, then we perish with all of the energy, with all of the passion, with all of the momentum. We come into a crashing halt because we don't know how to navigate stormy waters, which is why I want to give you ability to be in our community. Why? Because many people are struggling like you. Many people want to be motivated, want to be held accountable, but don't know where to go. Many people want a step-by-step way to build good relationships and build businesses, but they have had their fair shares of setbacks. They're tired. They're drained. They feel like their vision's not seen by God. And so this is where we need to be partnered strategically so that we have these unparalleled resistance. We can break that and be a resilient group of individuals that really doesn't let failure stop them, but mold them. And that's what I really want you to understand is a setback is a stepping stone to success. And in our community, we want to share more about our setbacks. I mean, every day could be a setback for me. And I would love to share the ways of how it's molded my mindset, how it's shifted me to be a husband, how it's made me to be a better writer, how it's made me to be a more compassionate minister, all of which is going to help you adapt, learn, and be, you know, a part of what we're doing. It's going to take those skills, form them in within your own ministry, within your own businesses for your legacy. Number five, unwavering customer focus. Again, when we talk about kingdom entrepreneurship, I need you to hear me. We're not talking about my best friend. We're not talking about friends and partners. We're talking about customers. The bedrock of success is serving the heart of a business. If you have a business engine, that means you have a prospect. If you have a prospect, that means you have a service, a product, which is value. You know, the Bible says not to chase money. It means don't chase people's pockets. Don't go looking for what people's in their pockets, but rather know what you are, who you are, what you have, what you're doing, where you're going, and why is it important. That's a part of our mentorship one-on-one calls, is I really effectively sit down with an individual in the first 2 months, and I want to get to know them face to face and say, who are you? What do you have? What do you do? Where are you going? Why is it important? Like, and how can I help you? How can I strengthen and mold that in you so that when we launch your business, and yes, it can help you build your ministry, but hear me carefully. Your ministry is a service to the body of Christ and to the world, but also your business needs money. Your business is not a hobby. Your business is the thing that funds the very purpose of your life, which is to give Jesus the full attention, to go and serve, to go and do at the capacity you're called to do ministry, to love on the people, to give breakthrough to people, to be the hands and feet, to be the image of God in this world. That is what we're doing this for. The purpose is the heart of our business. We need to understand that customers are the lifeline to your business. If you do not have customers, you do not have a business. So the priority here is customer satisfaction. So in our platform, we talk about CRMs, opportunities, leads, collecting your leads, knowing how to convert those leads, learning how to build organic conversations through phone, through text, and through Zoom to convert those leads into sales. Again, we're talking about building a business. We're not talking about a fan club and a following. We're talking about money. We're talking about business. We're talking about building solutions in the earth, even to those that are unchurched. Because again, as a kingdom entrepreneur, God wants to give you innovation, witty inventions to do what? To create wealth. Well, the wealth is what? Locked and loaded within the wicked. So how can we serve the world? How can we shine our light? And how can we what? Collectively collaborate along with our kingdom vision. So again, I want you guys, as you're listening to the podcast and you might be asking yourself, how can I really learn more about doing this? What are some of the things that we're doing inside of this, you know, beyond the podcast and in our training? Well, here's the thing that we can do, what we share with every person. If you really want to take those five keys, again, number one, visionary leadership, pioneering the path, having clarity. Number two, relentless innovation, forging ahead a dynamic path that is not like anyone else. It's the innovation that's imperative here. Number three, the strategic partnership, the power to collaborate with other people so you can grow. In other words, we need to build alliances for kingdom success. Resilience in the face of adversities, how to navigate the stormy waters. How do we bounce back stronger? These are keys that I'm giving you to work in your profession, your niche, your business, your ministry. Number five, the customer focus. It's the backbone. It's the bedrock of success. If you have no prospect, you have no customer. You do not have a business. You may have a solution, but do you know the people that you're looking for? I'm looking for kingdom-driven entrepreneurs who have an idea ready to set up and launch their business model. Whether they don't know it, but they have an idea and they're ready to step into it, I am looking for you. I'm ready to lock arms with you, teach you more, and equip you more. This is what we provide. For $97 a month, we absolutely give you our community, our mastermind community, the platform to launch, build, and scale as much as you need, and our online training, which means all of our courses, all of our assets and resources to help you build and scale your projects. And there are other options that will help you work with me and my team one-on-one. But again, if you are ready to bounce into this, jump into the Kingdom Entrepreneur Run and go after it, I want you to click the link down below, message me out, and me and my team will be connected with you. Get signed up right now, get a 7-day free trial to learn how to do exactly what we're doing behind the scenes. Use these skills to help you build your kingdom entrepreneur vision. Can't wait to see you guys on the other side. Share this with at least three of your friends in your world. Amen. God bless you. See you again.